Okay, here we go. Five words for Parshas Emor Tavshin Ayin Ches. I learned Shvi and Tzchus from Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, the yard site last week. Sheina Bas Yosef. Excuse me, Sheina Bas Moshe. Also Tzchus for Shlema for Moch Sibir Fabasya, Bissol Shachal Yisrael. The Parsha starts off Emor Al Kohanim. And Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell the Kohanim. And we know that the opening Psukim talk about Tumos Kohanim. They should never come into impurity of their nation. The older Kohanim should make sure that the younger Kohanim make sure they know Tumas. They should never become Tumas. And the question is why? The question is how is this? We go into all the whole halachic sugyas, but Rabbi Lezer Gelzala really has a beautiful, beautiful insight. And how do I try to give chizik to a Kohen who can't go into a cemetery except for, obviously, the seven krovim? So what happened was, Rabbi Lezer Gelzala, the great Rosh Hashiva of Yisrael, was once going up north, and they were going up to, the old cemetery in Tzfat, where the Arizal is buried, and the Shulchan Aruch is buried, and the Shom Alkabetz is buried, and a lot of Bas Ayin is buried there. And there were a couple of Kohanim students, everyone ran off the bus, and all the couple of Kohanim students were a little dejected. Rabbi Lezer went to them before he went off the bus to down by the Kibbutz Tzadikim, and he said, right now, we're also the Levim, the Israelim, we're going inside, and you guys, the Kohanim, are standing outside. But there's going to come a time, and there's going to come a day very soon, when Mashiach comes, and the Kohanim, you guys are going to go inside. You guys are going to go inside into the Avoda, and we're going to have to stay outside. At the end of the day, there are certain rules, certain people have certain rules. But at the end of the day, I think it's a beautiful, beautiful insight that we have to understand that there's going to come a time soon. Right now, the Kohanim look like they're getting the second best. But really, it says Rabbi Lezer, there's going to come a time very soon that they're going to be inside and we're going to be outside. I thought that's a beautiful insight from Rabbi Lezer. The second idea comes from the Baal Term. The pasuk says Chaf Aleph Yud Gimel Vehu Isha Bifsula Yikach. When she is single, you should take her as a wife. The Baal Term says, "Behu right vav hey vav aleph." The Baal Term says is gemarchi yurches. Why is gemarchi yurches? The Mishnah says that pekayavos shmonas ben yurches shana lechupa. When you're 18 years old, you should go to the chupa. And he also says, "Behu kechas and yotem yichupaso." When the chasan goes out to his chupa, the pasuk says to him, "Yutes." So the who is gemarchi 18 as a remez to the Mishnah that says in Pirkei Avos that you should be 18 when we go to the Chuppah. The Chidah explains another insight very beautiful. He says, if you look at the Sofi Tevos of Isha Bifsulah Yikach, Isha Zahay, Bifsulah Zahay, Yikach Zaches, it also adds up to 18. So it says the Chidah in Nachal Kadum, quoted in the Otsa Torah, why is it that the Torah had to give two hints to getting married at 18? So it says, you might think that at the end of the day, the Torah is only for the people who are 18 years old. That's such an ancient thing. That's an ancient thing. But he says, no. At the end of the day, shagam basof ha'achas ha'yam ha'galos, lo yishtana klum. Don't think that you should, that 18 is too young or 18 is too old. To 18, you shouldn't change from your menhagim. Stay to your menhagim. That's why there's a remez of who, and there's also a remez of Isha b'sula yichav, the sofei tevos. Because sofei, so at the end of the day, is to be able to make sure to hold on to this minhag of 18. Obviously, everyone has to do it, you know, their own personal, individual cheshbon nefesh. But I think that the idea of the chidah, the broader idea of the chidah, is to be able to make sure that we stay strong to our minhagim, even in the days of the ikras of the Mashiach. Moving on to the third idea from Rav Moshe Leib of Sasef, the pasuk says in Perech of Beis Lamed Beis, "V'nechdachshi besoch b'nei Yisrael," and I will be sanctified amongst Chai Yisrael. Rav Moshe Leib of Sasef quotes the Gemara in Brachas on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And Rav Ada Bar Ava quotes us, from where do we know that we need a yachid can say kedusha? Because the pasuk says, Gemara quotes this pasuk, "Nedash b'sok b'nei Yisrael," and that this is actually the pasuk that tells us that you have to have one of the pasukim that says that you need for davar shabedusha you need to have 10 men. Says Rabbi Shalev the Sasa, what's the deeper idea in this pasuk, "Nedash b'sok b'nei Yisrael"? He says you could have nine great great goonim, nine great tzaddikim, but you don't have that 10th Jew. You don't have a minion. He says that every Jew has a great, great chashivas. Every Jew has something very, very special about them. And no matter who you are, no matter what you are, the Jew has to remember that you're part of a minion. That's part of something very, very special. The Chidush Arim in his Sefer Al Torah also says that really this very, very similar, beautiful line on this. And he says, Yish Yisrael Yesh Nekuda Kedush Penimis. Every single one of us has something special, uniqueness in this inner spark within us. So when you all get together for one purpose, it brings a tremendous oneness, a tremendous love, a tremendous tremendous thing. But if you only have nine, it could be nine great tzaddikim. You don't have that tenth guy that you don't have a minyan. And I think this very much connects to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai showed everyone that every single Jew has a special neshama, no matter who they are. Every Jew is a neshama. They saw today and tonight in a restaurant. I was standing by the washing sink, and this guy came in to wash his hands. He didn't have a kippah on, but before he made a bracha, he took a little napkin and he put it on his head. Because every Jew wants to do the right thing. Every Jew has a little panemius inside of him that wants to be able to do the right thing. And the Beis Aaron says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lakol, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is lakol. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what does that mean? It means that Rashbi showed everyone how great they are, even if the simple Jews, and Nidash B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, every Jew has Kedusha within them. Moving on to the fourth idea. The fourth idea is from the Chiddush Sharim. The Pasuk says in Chav Gimel Beis, the Mawadim are called Mikra'i Kodesh. So the Chiddush Sharim asks, why are they called Mikra'i Kodesh? Right? Mikra'i Kodesh, Zeches Yesh Hashem. So he says, what does it mean, Mikra'i Kodesh? Mikra'i Kodesh means that they call Kedusha. They call out to a person's neshama. Today is Pesach Sheni. Today is Lag BaOmer. Today is Shabbos. Today is Shavuos. And they're not just days that come, but they call out to a person's soul. The day itself, a person absorbs himself in the Kedusha. And that's why they're called Mikrei Kodesh. And it's sort of like a mikvah. A mikvah is a space where a person goes in to be able to be metahar. Shabbos is a mikvah. Yontav is a mikvah. It's full of Kedusha, filled with holy sparks. That's why it's called Mikroi Kodesh. And finally, the fifth and final idea for Parshas Emor, Tavshin Arach has five ideas for Emor to be able to connect a little bit to Lag BaOmer and Shavuos. Kli Yakar has a beautiful insight on Perich Chal Gimel Pasuk Tezayin. Kli Yakar writes, Perich Chal Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk says, V'ikratav mincha chadash al Hashem, Mishabing a new Akar mincha to Chodesh Baruch Hu. And says the Kli Yakar on this pasuk, a beautiful, beautiful idea. Right, the pasuk is referring to Shavuos, and the Kli Yakar asks a very beautiful. Right, the Kli Yakar's Yartzeit last week, and he asks a very similar question: why is it? You ever think about it? That in the Torah, it doesn't say this day was a day of Matan Torah. Right, the famous Gemara was it Hey Vav Zayin? Right, at the end of the day, why isn't there just a beferish day, a specific day that was chosen to be Matan Torah in the Torah? He says the Chidusher, says the Kli Yakar, excuse me, you want to know why there was no specific day given for Matan Torah? Because every day is Matan Torah. And he quotes the Sifri in Al-Haschanan, Shedivrei Torah, Chadash Melecha, every single day has to be like a new. There's no day specific given in the Torah, because then every day has to be a Mincha Chadasha. Lahoro Sha Torah Mincha Chadash B'Chayim V'Yom. To be able to show us that Torah is our Mincha Chadasha every single day. That just because we learned yesterday or we learned 2 days ago, it's beautiful and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We have to make sure to view every single day as its own Matan Torah. And sometimes in life it could be a little daunting. But Rabbi Nachman tells us a little bit also in Ayin Resh Beis, Hayo im Mikolo Tishmo. Today when you listen to my voice, Rabbi Nachman says, no, don't think what's going to be in 2 weeks or tomorrow, this or that. Take it one day at a time. And anything in Parnassa and in the Torah, always view the day that you have in front of you, the minute, the hour, the minute, the second you have in front of you. Don't start bugging out what's going to be there, what's going to be. Obviously, you have to have that great excitement, but if you don't have that great excitement every single day, don't just throw it out. No, every single day, one day at a time, says Rabbi Nachman, Hayom Mikol Deshmel, one step, one drop at a time. So let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the beautiful idea of Rabbi Lezer Gelfzahler. And he gave the chizik to, right, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, about Tumas Kohanim, and Rashi says, Ahagadol Maktanim, and Morva Amarta, why the double Lashem, and Morva Amarta, needs to make sure that the older Kohanim warn the younger Kohanim about Tumas Kohanim. Rabbi Lezer was once in up north, and he saw the Kohanim very dejected. And he said, don't worry, right now we're going in, you're staying outside, but there's going to come a time very soon where you're going to go in, and we're going to stay outside. And I think it's a voter in perspective, and realizing, and anything in life, it's all about perspective. Beautiful insight for Rabbi Lezer Geldzahl. The Baal Turim, the second idea, says the Pasuk says in Chaf Aleph Yud Gimel, v'hu isha b'sula yikach, when he is 18, you should take her as a wife, v'hu's gematria 18, the remez of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, shemones of the Chuppah. And then the Chidah says also the Sofei Tevis of Isha B'Sula Yichach is Gemashi 18 to show us that the Menhagim, even in the Sofei Tevis, even in the Ikvas of the Meshicha, we have to still hold on to these Menhagim. Beautiful insight
the Baal term. Yeah, exactly. Even in 2018, to hold on to the Menhagim, to hold on to Menhagim of Pesach Sheni, Menhagim of Lag Ba'imer, be able to make sure, even if we're not in Meiron, we're learning the Sefer Kabbalah, we're learning the Sefer Zohar, because that's the Minig of Klai Yisrael. We're having the upshare in Zdafka on Lag Ba'imer, that's the Minig. Because even though we're in 2018, you may think, oh, we're 1,000 years later, says the Chidav, to hold on to your Menhagim. The third idea, and Dash Besoch Bnei Yisrael, Moshe LeBasasov, and the Kedusha Rims really says the same idea. The Gemara says a bracha, so Chaf Av Amud Beis. Every Devar Shabbatusha needs 10. Showing there's a Moshe LeBasasov. Every Jew has a special uniqueness within them, a special Kedusha within them. If you have 9 great tzaddikim, you have 9 Rav Yashas with you, 9 Rav Shechters, you don't have the minion. Every Jew has something special within them. And just like the Beis Aaron says, just like a Shparuch is a call, Rashbi is a call, every Jew has something special and unique about them. The Chiddush Sharim says, Mikrai Kodesh, why are the Ma'adim called Mikrai Kodesh? Because every dance of calls, the calls of a Jew brings Kedusha to a person's soul. Just like Mikvah brings a person in a physical space, the Yontif, Mikrai Kodesh, it brings a person's spiritual holiness, it brings a person's spiritual ruchnius to their bonus shop. Pesach Sheni has its own ruchnius, its own Kedusha, Lag Ba'imer has its own Kedusha, Shabbos has its own Kedusha, Shavuos has its own Kedusha. Finally, fifth and final idea, the Kli Yakar says, in the Pasuk, we got the Mincha Chadash Shel Hashem, why is it the Torah doesn't specify a specific date for Matan Torah? Because every day is Matan Torah. Every day should be viewed as a new Kabbalah Torah. And I think it gives a person a new excitement every single day. Obviously, it's to build off the days that he had before, but he shouldn't get complacent in it, and he should try to grow from it every single day in a new way. Rabbi Nachman says, don't start worrying what's going to be in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Look at the day in front of you and use it. Rabbi Nachman says, all about his chachos. So we should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to always have these great perspectives, to always look for the positive in our lives, to hold on to him and hug him. Make sure that we see the Kedusha in every single Jew, just like Rashbi did. To make sure that we feel the Kedusha of every single Shabbos, every single Yontif, every single day, every single time we come into Ruch Nius, and understand that every single day is our own Matan Torah b'ezras Hashem. And so you head into now the days before Lag Ba'omer, which is the Kabbalah Torah HaNistar, and Shavuot is the Kabbalah Torah HaNigel. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem. Every single day should be a day of Kabbalah Torah, going closer and closer to the Bona Shem.